Through a large amount of research, many American doctors draw a conclusion that mothers who smoke cigarettes before their babies are born may slow the growth of their baby's lungs. They say reduced lung growth could cause the babies to suffer breathing problems and lung diseases in their later life. John Haler and William Liberty, the doctors in Boston, Massachusetts, studied about 1,100 children to look into the effect that mothers smoking had on their children. The mothers of some of the children smoked, the other mothers did not. The report indicated that the growth of babies' lungs was indeed affected by secondhand smoking. Doctors found that the lungs of the children whose mothers smoked were 8% less developed than the lungs of the children whose mothers did not smoke, and that the children whose mothers smoked developed 20% more cold and breathing diseases than other children in their later life. Another recent study found that children had a greater chance of developing lung cancer if their mothers smoked. The study also showed that the danger of lung cancer increased only for sons and not for daughters, and that the father smoking did not affect a child's chance of developing lung cancer. Why it goes like that was still not known.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Why did John Haler and William Liberty, doctors in Boston, study 1,100 children? Question 15. Suppose John's father was a heavy smoker, so was Mary's mother. According to this passage, what will happen? Question 16. What is the purpose of this passage?